Okay. Can you tell me, please, when you first entered the leather trade?
August 24th, 1963. Left school when I was 14 and started working on my 15th birthday.
Did you want to work in the leather trade?
Yes, ever since I was a child. About 9, I was pricing Sherwood Forest, convalescent home, because I went there because I had a shadow on my lung and I went there to recover. And one of the pastimes is lacing purses with punch holes, and I used to love the smell of leather. So I thought, this is what I want to do when I leave school.
Did you, you might have been a saddle maker, for example, didn't you? What was it about bridle making that attracted you?
Well, it wasn't so much the trade. It was just the smell of the leather, really. Sounds silly, but that was it.
That's a lovely smell, isn't it?
But I did apply when I started working butlers. I did apply for a job in the saddle shop. I said they'd wait till the place became vacant.
Mm.
When the place became vacant, I was settled where I was, so I stayed and signed my apprenticeship.
Did you ever regret that?
Money-wise, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
The saddlers didn't make the money.
It was too late, though, to swap from one to the other.
Yeah, well, by the time the vaccine came up, I was an apprentice broiler preparer. I signed the contracts in the mayor's parlour between Warsaw Council and myself, and also an apprenticeship under the Fishery Scheme, which was a charitable organisation.
Right. They paid for your tools, did they?
Well, we bought our own tools, but the idea was to keep all the receipts, and then at the end of the year, hand your receipts over, and you would be reimbursed. Mm. But I don't ever remember being reimbursed.
Did you have new tools, or were they second hand?
Yeah, all brand new tools from Joseph Dixon's, I think he was Michael, tools at that time.